here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to all of you. It is the 18th day of May, 2022. We welcome you here to Axes and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000 sports radio to 21,000. You can call us the Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Late one last night if you stayed up for the NHL or the NBA. My goodness, that was anything that's starting after 8 o'clock. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do this. I'm getting old. I'm getting old fast. But what's going on over there? How are we on this Wednesday? It's hump day.
Well, what are you? You're sleeping better. You're able to actually fall asleep, so you're actually tired at night. Because you had trouble sleeping there for a while, or getting to sleep at least.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was crazy though, because that usually does not happen. Like usually, I get to the point where my mind kind of shuts off at night, and I just close my eyes and I can pass right out. I went through that stretch where I could not fall asleep, and that was terrible. But now, like I'd say like the last like 2.5-3 weeks, roughly give or take, I've been fine when it comes to being able to fall asleep. Right. It's just, I just feel like they everything's so late.
It's been like nice, sleeping weather at night, like the last week or so.
Are you a windows open guy?
Yes.
See, I don't know, something about somebody trying to pull off a light B&E on me. I just keep my windows closed. I'll open like a one window in the kitchen just because it's higher up off the ground.
I pray, please see what happens to you if you try to break into my house.
What if they break in and you don't hear it? Like, what if you're so sound asleep you don't hear it?
I would feel somebody fall onto the bed, Anthony. Like the window is at like the end of the bed, so they would have to at least touch the bed to get into my room.
Burglar comes in, they got like 2 feet in, they fall into bed. You don't realize it. You think it's boo things. You just like throw your leg and your arm over top the burglar, and then you're cuddling with him all night.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Dan gets even better sleep than he's ever had before. Yeah. Detains a robber, a literal citizen's house arrest. Just on the spot.
That's great. Did you, what did you guys have on television last night? What were you watching?
I turned off the Tigers kind of early just because once it got to 6-1, it's like, okay, there's no chance the Tigers will score 7 runs. So then I watched Miami Boston.
I mean, game. You didn't have a choice.
There's Tampa Bay, Florida. Poked at that. Turned it off when that was 1-0. Surprised to see Tampa Bay scored 4 straight goals.
So much offense.
And then fell asleep before the third period of Colorado-St. Louis.
Yeah, Colorado and St. Louis. That one was, I think it was still 1-1 in the second period when I called it quits. And I was just like, you know what, This is it for me. Spent a lot of time watching basketball last night. Had the opportunity to go over to my buddy's house and we watched the draft lottery. Of course, we'll get into the ping pong balls. Unbelievable! You know, I guess it's completely believable considering, mathematically speaking, you know, they had better odds to not get the number one pick. You know, they have 14% chance to get the number one pick, right? And 86% to not get it. But, I mean, come on. Fifth pick.
Okay, I know it stinks. Ryan was like, we said top three. And I said, we got 1 in 5. Average of 3 the last 2 years. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. It feels like every single year it's been like Orlando or the Cavs throughout my lifetime. And all right, you know, pick 5. That's crazy. I mean, we spent so much time talking about, okay, you know, where are we going to fall in the top 3 and who's going to be left? Are we going to go with Banchero? Are we going to go with Jabari Smith? You know, will Chet go there? I haven't talked much about Chet because I kind of feel like he's maybe a consensus number one pick here. And so, like, what if we fell to 4th? Well, that's great. You know, Jaden Ivey. It's probably going to be Keegan Murray. I'm going to spill the beans now. It's probably who we're going to end up with, which is fine. You know, great shooter, but I don't know, man. Missing out on one of these top 3 picks when it feels like you can't miss on one of these top 3 picks. Like, all that hurt last night. Yeah, Mark, what's his name, flipping the cards over, and he's like, Detroit Pistons. I'm like, fifth?
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth?
Fifth? The fifth pick? Come on, man. Look, was asking for back-to-back number one picks, was that a little much? Sure, that's why I think we all were comfortable with settling top 3. I think that's what it was.
I'm just scared that Orlando... Man, 2 or 3 years, they might be the team to beat.
You know, how many times do they need a top pick, though? My goodness, like, figure it out down there. You had Shaq.
They have Dwight. 2 or 3 in a row right now. If they can hit on this one, then they'll be rolling.
You can't miss on this one. You cannot miss on this one. Like, this is going to be the pick that, you know, you're going to pair with, you know, Franz Wagner down there, and they're going to be on a roll. Or at least they should be. But the problem is that they got a lot of youth. And you, at some point, you have to be able to learn to win at the NBA level. And it just, that part takes time. It usually takes 6 or 7 years to learn to be a winner at that level. Why that is, I don't know. But it's very rare that a young person can walk in and immediately join a championship club and immediately have championship success. Like, it just takes time. It really does. I mean, I look at Joel Embiid, for God's sakes. They've been trying all this time. He can't even get out of the second round. They've never even sniffed a conference finals. And how about the conference finals last night? My goodness, from a production standpoint, what about that intro? Holy mackerel. I mean, ESPN, they put it all into that game. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the Tigers. We'll talk a little bit about the Stanley Cup playoffs as well, and the playoffs in general. The Tigers, however, they are no longer streaking. The streak has come to an end. What happened last night in Tampa Bay? Where did the offense go? Where was the pitching? We'll get into all that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. One Game Parlay allows you to make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game even starts. New to BetMGM? That's all right. Sign up and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with the bonus code SHEPBET1000. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org. Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kahalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. Did you watch any bit of the Candyman catching fire yesterday? Well, I can't really say catching fire. But he did hit one over the fence in the third inning, which was nice. Or pardon me, his third in the fifth inning, I should say. So that was a positive. And outside of that, nothing, absolutely nothing for the Tigers against the Tampa Bay Rays. The streak had to come to an end at some point, and it does. 8-1 to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. And so for the Tigers, who won four straight games, good on them. But look, they won the four straight. One was against a quality team. The other was against a team that's probably going to be picking pretty high in the upcoming or next year's MLB draft. Like, that is just that's the way that it goes. Robbie Grossman, 2-for-4. That was nice to see. Javi Baez went 1-for-4. He's got to hit. What do you think he actually has to hit in order to get his average to 275?
I don't know. He has I think about 108 at bats now. How many did he have yesterday? 2 or 3? Did he have a walk yesterday?
He had 4 at bats yesterday.
4 at bats, so I think he's at 109. I think he's at 109 for the season. I mean, that's about a fifth, sixth of the season, so he's at what 204?
211.
I would say if he hits 300 for a month, he would get up there easily.
Why does that feel like an impossible ask right now? Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I feel like that's impossible.
I feel like I don't see that happening right now. I know eventually he's hopefully going to see some, pitches, maybe a couple fastballs and some hanging sliders instead of the ones that are 3 feet outside. But that hasn't happened yet. So if that starts to happen, then maybe he can do it.
Oof. Good luck. I mean, but this is what we signed up for: a plus defender and a guy that has some juice at the plate, but does tend to swing a lot, right? So maybe a little bit more of an impatient hitter. Miguel Cabrera was 0-for-4. Candy was 1-for-4 with the home run. He scored the RBI. The run scored, he did strike out twice. Jonathan Scope was 1-for-4. Eric Haas, 0-for-3. Poor Eric, just having a hell of a time. Average drops down to 161. Torque got a hit, so that was fun. He also struck out. His average sits at 158. And Daz Cameron, 1-for-3. His average is at 125 this young season. Bo Brisky took the loss. He went 5 1/3, gave up 9 hits, 6 earned runs, did walk 1, struck out 4, gave up 2 dingers, threw 78. total pitches. And so when you look at the Tigers, the four-game winning streak, okay, a majority of that took place against Baltimore. They did get a win, which I think is positive against Tampa Bay, considering the fact of where this team was at last week at this point. Okay, you're able to get a series sweep against the Orioles. You've taken at least one now against the Rays. I'm not going to be all Mr. Moral Victories over here right now. But at the same time, like, yeah, no, you need to be very, very aware that this team is 13-24. They are one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. So in
they're averaging 2.29, so 2.3 runs in their last 24 games.
That is, where is that at? Do you know where that's at in comparison?
I can look it up. I'll look it up. I was just doing some math.
Gotcha.
But I'll look it up.
Because they have been absolutely...
Say, compared to the major, like the rest of MLB teams, they're last. They're last in runs, last in home runs.
Fifth worst in average.
Yeah.
You know, they just, you know, they are struggling. And I don't know because, you know, Kansas City, I don't want to go out and blame. I don't want to fire somebody because I think that a lot of times we talk about firing people. You got to remember, like, that's a life-changing moment for them. You know, their houses are here. Their families are here. Like, there's a lot going on. And I get it. You sign up for this when you want to work and coach.
Their houses aren't here. Well, you think Scott Coolbaugh's family lives here? No.
They might. You don't.
AJ Hinch's family doesn't live here.
Scott Coolbaugh's one example, but they might live here. They might have brought family here. Depends on how old their kids are. You know what I'm saying? His house might not be here, but he might have a spot downtown or in Royal Oak or wherever he might be at. You know, it's a lot. There's a human element to that. Now, if you said that, hey, look, the Royals fired their hitting coach. They want to fix some things. I'm very interested to see what happens with Mike Hessman, the assistant hitting coach here. Because if, you know, AJ Hinch does decide to pull the plug on Coolbaugh, what happens for the minor league home run king, Mike Hessman? I mean, the guy's got a left field wall named after him, for goodness sakes. I mean, he's over 400 home runs. Like, that's pretty incredible. But what will King Hessman... You know, this is a guy who had a ton of success at AAA and just unfortunately could never really stick at the major league level. You know, is this a package deal? Do they go together? Do you, if you let Coolbaugh go, do you bring up Mike Hessman? Like, I have so many questions about this process. And if that's even a thought for AJ Hinch, is he even looking at this like, yeah, no, I definitely hitting coach, we're going to address and we're going to do so, you know, in the next month, because something's got to change. And John Wagner talked about the process, right? If it's a procedural error that you're seeing or something that you feel is wrong with routine. And then, you know, Dan mentions chase rate yesterday and, you know, the lack of patience at the plate. How many quality at bats are you putting together? Because eventually, as you know, as long as you're putting together a quality at bat and you're just not like going down on three straight consecutive strikes, foul a couple off, you know, getting some good swings in there, being patient at the plate, maybe even potentially drawing a walk. I know that's a foreign concept, but if you could put those quality of bats together, easier said than done, you shorten the longevity in that game of that particular pitcher, right? All You're right. going to make them burn more pitches. It's good across the board.
I've got the
the
rankings. This is just every team's last 24 games this season.
Okay.
The Tigers have scored 55 runs in their last 24 games.
That doesn't sound good.
The Yankees are in first. How many runs do you think they have? If the Tigers have scored 55, how many do the Yankees have in their last 24? The
last 24 games, they're going to score probably, I would say, on average 3 to 4 runs a game. I'm going to say they're up in the, like, the 110s.
139.
Oh, my God. In 24 games?
In their last, yes. They're averaging 5.8 runs their last 24 games.
Can you imagine if you had that much offense that it was like, it doesn't matter like what our pitcher does tonight because our offense is going to give us a chance to win? When is the last time you've been able to feel that as a Tigers fan? Woo! Man, that's rough. That's like getting off the tee. Like, you know, like you can
The thing
it.
Was, the last time we felt like that as a Tigers fan, the pitching staff was just as good as the lineup. So it didn't matter. Now both are terrible.
Are they both terrible?
The pitching staff is. The starters have been fair. A couple of them have been very good.
And one of a couple have been injured. So, you know, as I tell you, I preach patience here on this program, folks. I'm the preacher of patience. You got to wait till Labor Day before we can really say what this team is. Everybody knows that, right? No? Golf season's here. Matt Golden and his team over at Tullymore, they're ready to invite you to one of the best golfing experiences in the state of Michigan. Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes offers not one but two championship courses. Tullymore and St. Ives. It's located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant, up north golf without the drive. And the lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, or up to 400 of your closest friends and family and coworkers. Tullymore not only features a top-of-the-line golfing experience, but also top-of-the-line accommodations and the perfect spaces for your wedding, event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com is the website, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
The Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Join the conversation at any time. Text the keyword sports radio, send that to 21,000, sports radio to 21000, or call us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. And boy, I got some bad news just now. I don't know what made me think about it. Dan was the one, but it was it was the forecast, and it's not looking good. I'm supposed to play a couple of rounds of golf today. I'm supposed to play at 10 o'clock, and then I'm supposed to play my father's league later on in the evening at like 3:45. I don't know if either of that is going to happen because there's a storm coming over from Milwaukee right now, and this thing is mammoth.
You said your dad's league, you know, wouldn't play most likely if it's raining. I think it's the opposite. I think if it's like, because we were just watching and there's no chance of thunder or lightning. So if it's just, you know, raining and not downpouring, I think they get it in just because at some point, you know, you're going to miss 2 or 3 weeks there, you know, when it actually storms.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That is an interesting point. Will we, you know, is this something that, I don't know. Do you want to play in the rain? That's another good question. So I just texted my buddy who I'm supposed to play with at 10, just to kind of get a feel for what he's thinking and kind of go from there.
But this is the debut of the new sticks?
No, not yet. They're not here yet. They're supposed to be. Hey, man.
I thought, wasn't it like a week ago we heard they were on the way?
About a week ago. Yeah, I just haven't got the call to say that they're here. But they're close. Adam over at Miles of Golf texted me last Wednesday. I spoke with TaylorMade about your driver. Looks like it's in production. Looking to have it shipped out in the next week or so. That's great. Hey, Anthony, Adam again. I checked on your irons as well. They're looking to begin building them either today or tomorrow. From there, they will have them shipped out by the middle of next week. So,
all right, next week, you're going to be, those things will be out there.
They should be. I mean, and then it's like, yeah, it's like.
Then you got to show some game, I guess.
Oh, man. You know, I'm not even nervous. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm so excited, like a kid in a candy store. I know that we had gotten a message from somebody about their clubs. Paul said that he had mentioned something about getting his club fitting done, and this was back on April 11th. Had his first club fitting for irons. Who knew I could actually hit a golf ball for real? I was totally amazed getting fit for wedges today. So that's what he had said, and he said he checked yesterday. ETA is now June 2nd. Okay, they're on the way, Paul. Paul, we got to be positive. We can't control the shipping. Control what you can control. Terry says Labor Day. The season is over when we reach Labor Day. Terry, that was the point of the joke. Because everybody keeps talking about Memorial Day, Memorial Day, Memorial Day. That's why I winked. But I mean, if you're not watching on TV, you didn't see me wink when I said, oh, just wait till Labor Day. That was the pun there. I know, Freddie had said, you know, less playoffs, you know, no Detroit teams are in it. I know that I can't stop talking about the playoffs. Last night, the presentation leading into the Eastern Conference Finals, game number one, it felt completely different than any other game in the playoffs. And that's what it's supposed to be. You get your first and your second round games, and there's a whole bunch of teams competing. But now we're down to the final two in each side. So the broadcast quality, the production crew like Mark Jackson, Van Gundy, Breen, those guys were locked in, and they weren't talking about anything on the side. Like, this was a serious business basketball game last night. And early on, this thing was Celtics, and it was like, yo, Miami, if you can't beat the Celtics without Al Horford and Marcus Smart, especially at home in game one, you're in big trouble. You're not going to win this series. And then, you know, it was like a tale of two halves in a third quarter explosion for the Miami Heat. The Celtics went cold, like, you know, some of all fears if you are a basketball player and or coach. And boom, next thing you know, you look at the scoreboard and the Miami Heat had just ransacked the Boston Celtics 118-107. That never should have happened if you're a Boston fan. Outscored 39-14, including a 22-2 run in the third quarter. Jimmy Buckets was insane. Now, a couple of things here. Instant replay might be the worst thing that's ever happened in sports. We know that, right? But the toothpaste is out of the tube. You can't go back. How many times have we gone to a replay monitor? Sometimes you go to the replay monitor and you're like, yes, this is the correct call. That was a catch. Or yes, he did step out of bounds. And we are slowing the game down to fractions of a second to make sure that we get the correct call. Okay. In a game like basketball, right, that is a contact sport, whereas football is a collision sport, the three guys that are refereeing, your crew, are there to determine the physicality that you can play with throughout the course of the game, right? That's what they do. And every game is going to be different, right? Each ref might be different on a day-to-day basis. Some refs, you know, the Scott Foster and Chris Paul jokes, like, cue those. Some guys, they just have a very difficult time, you know, with very specific refs. But we, why are we going back to the monitor on every single play? There was a play last night in which Bam Adebayo was literally boxing out. And Patrick Williams is jumping up for the rebound. It doesn't matter. Like, Bam had already started blocking out. Like, he'd already started the process. He's already making contact. Williams jumps up. Well, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to fall on your face. Like, that's what's going to happen here. And they gave a flagrant foul. They went back to the replay monitor for the 50th time to hand out a flagrant foul to Bam Adebayo from blocking out. And then they get Steve Javy or whoever on the TV talking about, oh, well, intent doesn't matter here. How does intent not matter? How does it not matter? The guy is literally blocking out. It's a flagrant foul. Because, you know, someone could get injured. And yeah, you're right. Someone can get hit by lightning too. Play the game. Play the game. Stop with all of these constant replay monitors. And this is not just basketball, but definitely basketball. Football, at least we have the coaches challenge to where it's like, all right, did they get it right? I don't know. You know, what can the team show on the video boards as far as, you know, the home team giving an advantage to their coaching staff? That's something that's highly talked about. You know, a lot of times you're like, where's the replay? There's rules against this stuff from the league. Like, it just, I mean, you're watching this last night and you're like, dude, get away from the monitor. Like, ref the game. The monitor should be there to just to decide, did the ball bounce out of bounds off of somebody else that you missed the call? Like, that's what it should be there for. Why are we reviewing to see flagrant foul? If it didn't look flagrant right away, it ain't flagrant. Plain and simple. Like, giving someone a flagrant foul for boxing out is the dumbest thing. Well, you know, Steve's like, well, the way the game is officiated today, and the crew was laughing because they're like, yeah, you're right. The way the game is officiated today, and they had a good kick out of it because, like, dude's blocking out. Like, get over yourself. No sign of Duncan Robinson last night. Good to see Victor Oladipo out there running around playing well. He had limited minutes, but, you know, he's a, for a young man who's had to overcome a lot to get his career back on track, that's a positive. Tyler Hero had 18 points off the bench. He got 17 from Gabe Vincent, 11 from Struce. Bam was a little bit active, but wasn't necessarily probably as good as he could have been out there. Patrick Williams is a beast. Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler said, I'm going to take over. And exactly what Boston did in the first quarter is exactly what Miami decided to do, you know, for a majority of the rest of the game, especially in that third quarter. Early on, Miami was settling for a lot of jump shots. They weren't hitting a single shot. Like, they could not have thrown the ball into Lake Erie. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, guess what? Go to the basket. If you get to the basket, you get a higher percentage shot because you're closer to the hoop. You have the opportunity to get fouled. If you get to the foul line, that's usually a great start for the rest of your night. If you can get to the line, see a couple go down, go through your routine. You know, it's all mental and it all helps, right? They start getting to the line. Jimmy Butler was 17 of 18 from the free throw line. Boston, on the other hand, early on in the game, they were going to the rack. They wanted to get to the cup, and that's exactly what they did. Jaylen Brown was nice. He had 24. Jason Tatum had 29. Robert Williams, like I said, great game for him, 18 and 9. He was spectacular. But at the end of the day, like, hey, they got to get some offense from somewhere else. They have to. And, you know, Nesmith checked in, gave him some minutes. Daniel Tice gave him some minutes. Peyton Pritchard, like the ultimate boss. Does he not just look like a Boston Celtic? If you said, what's a Boston Celtic look like? You just look at Peyton Pritchard.
No, you call him Bobby Pritchard.
Same OG time. Bobby Portis.
Bobby Pritchard, just great second half by Miami. What a takeover. Heat culture.
Oh, Heat culture. Pat Riley. Spo.
Coach Pat, as Jimmy Butler calls him.
Can you imagine? Like, yeah, I mean, if you're Jimmy Butler, it's such a good situation. Like, thank God he got out of Philly. Like, thank God. Because there was just, I mean, that's dead-end drive there. They're never going to win. Not also, with the way the roster's constructed.
Easy over to take last night. It was at 203.
203?
Yeah.
Well, you know my rules, 205. If it's 205 and under, you take a hammer and you smash that over in the NBA. It's where things start getting dicey when you start to get to like 223 and you're like, yeah, I don't know about that. But even that, you know, like even that game last night would have cleared that. Grant Williams, that guy took a beating last night. If you watch any of the game, this dude was falling all over the place, getting elbowed in the head, running into stuff. I mean, he looks like he's about 106. He's only 23 years old. You know, when people talk about, oh, Al Horford's 35, Grant Williams is what 35 is supposed to look like. Like, that's what he just looks like that. Celtics didn't have two of their top dogs. And if you're Miami and you see Boston, no Al Horford, no Marcus Smart availability in this game. Smart with the foot. Horford with the COVID protocol. Does anybody know what that is right now? I went over to my buddy's house to watch the game, and I asked him. I said, well, do you know what the protocol is? He looked at me like he saw a ghost. He's like, what? I said, yeah, Al Horford's in the protocol. He's like, why are they still doing that? I'm like, I have no idea. You got it. Like what? How are you in this COVID protocol? Like, what is it? Is it 2 days? Is it 3 days? I mean, Terry Francona hasn't been near the Guardians, you know, but he's got some, you know, severe health issues. Francona does that, you know, if he gets it, like, it could be like, that could be a death sentence. No joking here. Like that's for Francona. What happens with this in the way that it attacks your respiratory system? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he can't be near it. He's been through enough. So he hasn't really been around. And it's like, okay, like, that's a protocol for somebody with a weakened immune system. For these guys, like, what the hell are we doing? Like, why is Al Horford out?
Because he's old.
He's not old. He's 35. Stop talking about him like he's old Yeller. You got to take him out back. The guy's fine. He's in the best shape of his life. He's having a great time. He's got life somewhat sort of figured out. He's 35. You know, he's tall. He's got that going for him. Tonight at 9 o'clock, you'll get over on TNT, Dallas and Golden State. Did either of you guys have the opportunity to catch the intro, however, to the Eastern Conference Finals? The first, like, the opening video. It was right after the lottery. You know, Mike Breen does he did a huge welcome. Like, that thing must have been 3 pages long, his intro read for the game. The shots were electric. The music choice was insane. I was like, really? They went with like a house hip hop sort of beat here. This is interesting. The angle, like, all of it. And it's like, yeah, this is exactly what the NBA is going for. They want that. Like, you are in the conference finals. You know how hard it is to get to the conference finals, right? And for a guy like a Jimmy Butler, for example, who's made it to the NBA finals, who has been the lead dog on a lot of teams that have been successful, that have made it to the playoffs, they just haven't gotten that elusive ring yet. Like, he knows there's a lot on the line. And this is why the playoffs are so important. This is why our society is built on playoffs. And last night, it was all because of that. It is the theater that goes into, can you get it done when the lights are the brightest? This is why a team with James Harden, if he's your, like, he just folds. Like, it's weird. But you think about everything that goes into, you know, you take the court. You've got 20,000 people staring at you. It's basketball. It's a very intimate setting. You could probably hear most things that most people are saying to you. You know, I block it all out. Yeah, okay, sure you do. Maybe you have that ability, but I doubt it. And then you're out there, and the expectation for you is to do things that we have seen before, right? You can't expect something you've never seen. What we've seen before is we've seen performances, and I can just use Jimmy Butler last night. Knows he has to play well. Team is just getting kicked in the first half and just turns it up in the second half. Like, just takes a game over. Like, we've seen that. We've seen it happen with Kobe, and we've seen it happen with Jordan, and we've seen it, you know, we saw the way that the Bad Boys Part 2, right, the going to work Pistons, we saw the way that they defended. Like, you have to be able to do it when everything is on the line. And that's really one of the questions that we had, right? And you're going to find this crazy. I'm even going to bring this guy up in this conversation. But Matthew Stafford, right? This is what we wanted to know. Could you do it when it was most important? Do you have the ability in the playoffs to cement your legacy and to be a winner? And we didn't know that because, you know, I mean, shoot, couldn't get out of the, even if they got a wild card berth, couldn't get out of the wild card round, right? Was that an indictment more on Matthew? I mean, we had a franchise quarterback. The proof is in the pudding. The guy just won the Super Bowl. We didn't need to draft quarterback. We needed a coaching staff that could figure out a way to put guys in the best position to be successful, and we needed more talent on the team. But it's not like they were god-awful. Like 2011, 2014, like that was the biggest question for Matthew Stafford. Once he left here, okay, Can you get it done? Now the expectation is all on you. The guy delivered. The guy delivered. He answered the biggest question facing his legacy. Could you get it done in the playoffs? Could you do it when it matters most? This isn't 1 o'clock on somewhere on a Sunday. Like, this is prime time.
We got all 1 o'clocks, and it, well, 12:30, and then all 1 o'clocks this year.
I love
can't
that,
wait.
By the way.
I absolutely love it.
Best schedule ever. People are like, I can't believe we didn't get any primetime games. Like, it's fine by me, trust me.
I mean, I know it would have sucked, but I would have taken a 9:30
Where?
Overseas game.
Wow.
Heck
no,
yeah.
I don't like that.
I would love it. You get to watch your team.
Move to what Los if it Angeles. Was an away game? You didn't lose a home game.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was an away game?
Yeah.
Only if we were playing like the Packers. Get them out of Lambeau. Nice. No, I'm trying to go to Lambeau.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the Bears.
Yeah. You know what? I think the Lions are going to get the Bears this year. I think people.
We've been saying that for 5 years, Anthony.
What's their record in the last 5 years against the Bears?
Mitch Trubisky had a winning record versus the Lions.
Mitch Trubisky was an absolute dog against the Lions. He was the second coming of Joe Montana against the Lions. God bless it, man.
Oh. And all those games felt winnable where before the year we're all like, that's two wins. They have Mitch Trubisky. And then
the dude comes out with those four touchdowns.
You know, I believe it might have been the Freddie golf outing was that day. The Mitch Trubisky threw like six touchdowns against the Lions, like four in the first half.
Disgusting.